I only want you for Christmas, baby. I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, baby. Tie a ribbon around yourself.
Tie a ribbon
around yourself.
All I need is you, baby. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah to all the Rosie on the House listeners.
We're getting some very sweet Merry Christmas text. One text, want to make sure we saw the beautiful sunrise this morning. We do have a great window behind us, but didn't quite catch the color.
It's facing due north.
She did say, love, love, love your show, and Merry Christmas to you and yours. Very kind. If you want to join us this morning, 411-923 by text, or you can give us a call at 1-888-767-4348.
Join the conversation. Tell us about your favorite little segment of the Rosie on the House show this past year, or your favorite corner of the state to travel to, or what is on your Arizona bucket list. You know, I'd like to go back to our staycations. We were just visiting about some of the most interesting guests we've had on, the most interesting topics we've had on all year long. We started the show talking about some of our favorite parts of the show and our favorite feature of the show, which to me is the staycation, because it gets me talking about, you know, when the radio station, a little behind the scenes story, y'all, when the radio station came to us and said, Rosie, we'd be curious to know if you'd like one more hour of programming and take your 3-hour program into a 4-hour program. And at that point, of course, we had John Harper on at 8 o'clock. We always started the show with gardening, and then we'd go into home improvement, home remodeling, and home maintenance. And so I said, well, let me think about that, okay? And so about 2 or 3 months later, Jennifer and I had thought about it. We talked about it, and I came back to him. I said, yeah, I'll take the 4th hour under one condition. I don't have to talk about home improvement. And so that's when the 7 o'clock hour was born, and we have covered the gamut. We're basically at 7 o'clock just covering whatever it is I'm curious about or am currently reading about or have recently been to in Arizona.
And 99.9% of the time, it's uplifting.
Yes.
You know, we don't go to the bad side.
There was one time we went to the bad side, but I can't remember what it was.
We had a hard time restraining you during the past process of choosing our new president, but
you're ranking my political comments as the 0.01% of the bad.
Well, it's not bad. It's just that it crosses over our mission, and our mission is to talk about the good news.
Be every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
That's right.
And you do
get
that
rid
by
of that divisiveness.
You do that by keeping politics off. Now, what's funny about politics? You got me on this.
Uh-oh.
Now. You got me on this. I get hate mail from people who say, how can you possibly like this current president as much as you do? This guy's a wackadoodle, constitutional, ruining baboon. And then I get other letters that say, how could you possibly be for this newly elected baboon that is a constitutional ripping maniac? So,
and you don't even give them enough to know who you're for. That's what's funny.
Everybody jumps to conclusions. And the problem is you can't talk to anybody. People say, I'm never going to listen to your show again because you like that person. Well, now that's a grown-up position. How are we ever going to bridge the gap in our communication if we can't talk about it?
That's a huge breakdown.
No. So, let's get back to the Arizona staycations, because I want to thank the rest of our partners who have helped us for the couple years that we've been doing it. We actually started this staycation as an idea when we were in the depth of this Great Recession, to encourage people to quit leaving Arizona for their vacations. And got with Kimber Lanning, Local First, learned how important, she's been a guest of the show, a great guest of the show, how important keeping money in the local economy really is. And so we got with Sanderson Ford and Arizona Highways and said, hey, would y'all think about sponsoring like this little staycation thing we want to do at Rosie on the House? They jumped on board, as well as the Sphinx Date Ranch, which has been around for decades. It was here when we moved here in the 60s. It was Jennifer's like favorite little place at the time it was on Camelback Road.
Yeah, now it's below Osborne on Scottsdale Road. And you can find them online. They have wonderful gift baskets and all Arizona products, wine, dates, nuts, dried fruits.
Jennifer's like a nut over date shakes. Never acquired the taste myself. And I don't know why. I love figs. They're kind of similar. But Sphinx Date Ranch has a lot more than just dates. You've got to get there. Scottsdale Road, Osborne, a great gift shop, primarily all Arizona products. Excellent. A family-owned operation. As well as Soretta Candies in Glendale that provides us with boxes of chocolates that we put into the Sanderson Ford vehicles before the people take off on their vacation.
It's such a cool place. It could be your first stop on your staycation. They have tours.
Yes,
and
yes.
Just a fantastic selection of candy.
Park the car right there in the Glendale City Square and start there, and then go have dinner at Coyote Ode Cookies.
You know? Dinner? I don't think they're open for dinner.
The cookies are big enough you could have them for dinner. They're whole grain oats mixed with all kinds of different
whole
flavors.
Whole milk and butter and eggs, all kinds of fresh ingredients.
In a neat, neat building. They have neat plans with what they want to do with that building. I hope they keep us posted because I'd love to watch the actual progress of what they got to do. And then we have so that Sphinx Date Ranch, that's Soretta Candies, it's Coyote Ode's. Are you recognizing a pattern here? They're all Arizona, as well as Designing Women of Arizona.
Mm-hmm. She does all kinds of beautiful themed baskets and lots of events. So if you want something on a bigger scale, Arizona Designing Women is a great place to start.
Is she still doing the surrogate shopping?
I don't know. I bet that was kind of her forte. She really loved that part of it. So I imagine I'll have to check in with her.
She'll do your gift shopping for you and then send you a card and let you know what you bought the person. I think that's great.
I imagine she's pretty busy this time of year.
Designing Women of Arizona. All right. Well, in the 7 o'clock hour, it's always been Rosie's little hour, our little corner of the Romero family. We're tickled to have it. We really enjoy doing it. And in the 8 o'clock hour, as it's always been, we move into the outdoor living segment of Rosie on the House. John J. Harper was gracious enough to join us this Christmas Eve. He's in studio here this morning to take your calls at 1-888-767-4348. If you've got the little landscaping or gardening or planting on your agenda here, two holiday weekends in a row, you've got some extra time to get it done, give us a ring. Talk to John J. 1-888-767-4348.
Go to the Rosie on the House Facebook page to keep up with the Cajun Carpenters even while they're off air.